In her month as head of the Homeland Security Department, Janet Napolitano has been taking a broad assessment of the agency, and there are a few specific areas that have bubbled up to the top. Napolitano says intelligence information sharing with state and local governments, implementing privacy protections, and giving Transportation Security Administration employees collective bargaining rights are among the areas she is focusing on first and foremost.
For my part, what we are doing is kicking the tires, looking at some issues fresh with a fresh set of eyes, and thinking about, as you said, Mr. Chairman, as I title my testimony, how we move forward. What should our immigration enforcement policy be, and how will we carry it out? How will FEMA interact with first responders, cities and states, in the event of a natural disaster? By the way, let me just pause there and say, one of the things we need to do is to remind people that FEMA is not a first responder. I mean, I think that's one of the myths, perhaps, that grew out of Katrina, Rita. Thirdly, intelligence and analysis. Very, very important part of the overall work of this department. How that occurs, and more importantly, how do we make sure that we have an integrated intel ability that integrates with state and local officials, and that we are sharing information adequately and on a real-time basis and getting information back adequately and on a real-time basis.
Napolitano outlined some of her priorities and plans before the House Homeland Security Committee Wednesday. This was the Secretary's first appearance before any committee since her confirmation hearing. Lawmakers' questions at the hearing ran the gamut from the threat of drug and violence from Mexico to cargo screening to border security. Several lawmakers asked Napolitano about moving FEMA out of DHS. Napolitano says she has not yet discussed it with President Barack Obama, but she says moving FEMA out of DHS or keeping it in would not solve its challenges.
There are, though, as you know, many efficiencies to be encountered by where FEMA is now. And the issue to me is one of leadership and operations. If FEMA is working well, responding, backing up state and locals, and again, the expectation that it's a first responder, that's a public perception that is inaccurate and historically inaccurate. We need some help changing that expectation. But if it's doing its job, working with state and locals in preparing and responding, if there's good leadership and management, where it fits in the federal organizational chart becomes less of an acute issue.
Napolitano was short on specifics throughout the hearing. Too many areas are still being studied. She is awaiting reports back from her staff on a number of the action directives she issued in her first week in office. She did say, however, that state and local information sharing and making better use of fusion centers is a high priority.
Obviously, as a former governor and state attorney general, I really appreciate that need. I'll be giving an address in 2 weeks at the National Conference for Fusion Centers. And I believe fusion centers, we really need to pump up that effort and make them a much more vital part of our national security network in terms of information sharing.
California Congresswoman Jane Harman urges Napolitano to name a specific type of person to run the intelligence and analysis component at DHS.
On the intelligence function, which is of keen interest to me, I applaud your comment that your challenge is how do we share with state and locals and get their information back. I think that the INA function at Homeland, unfortunately, at least up to this point, is more of a stovepipe than an information-sharing vehicle. And that is why I have urged you, and I continue to urge you, to appoint a cop to be the head of INA, because I think that that expertise is critical.
Harman adds that the problem is making sure the intelligence information is getting to the best person at the state and local level. She says they are critical in preventing the next terrorist attack. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio wants to know whether Napolitano would extend union rights to TSA employees. Napolitano says it is something she is looking into.
I've asked our general counsel's office exactly that question, and I don't have a response yet. But obviously, I appreciate the valuable men and women who work, and some of these jobs are very difficult jobs in difficult settings, and I appreciate what they're doing. So we are looking at that right now from both a legal and a policy standpoint.
Napolitano's answer gave at least one employee union great hope. Colleen Kelly is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union.
We believe that the secretary clearly has the authority to do it even without any legislative action. Now, we are pursuing legislative action because even though this can be done administratively, we want to see the law changed so that once collective bargaining is granted to Transportation Security Administration employees, that it cannot just be taken away on a whim.
Kelly adds that once collective bargaining rights are granted, TSA employees would have to elect a union to represent them. Napolitano also offered some of the first insight into the administration's 60-day cybersecurity review.
What we are doing to reduce portals of entry into the system, what we are doing to respond to intrusions, but more importantly, what we are doing to implement technologies that would prevent intrusions. I believe, as you do, that the private sector has to be not only our partner in that, but they are actually, in a way, key consumers of what we are doing. And so while I can't tell you right now what the actual operative structure is going to be to make sure the private sector is included, I've instructed our cyber folks to make sure that we are reaching out to the various private sector groups.
Real ID was another program that Napolitano offered some specifics about. She says DHS is working with the National Governors Association to figure out what should be done with Real ID and whether to convert it into something that can happen on a real-time basis. Napolitano tells lawmakers that unification of DHS is another major priority. It would go a long way to solving many of the department's challenges. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.